Good morning. This is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4. For all those people out there on their boring Sunday morning at 7 a.m., listen to me. I hope you have a wonderful day starting it out with me. I'd like to go over a few things this week for you. I've had the pleasure of touring the Elmer Wolf Elementary School in Union Bridge, and I was hosted by Principal Belsky. Is elementary school, and as someone who's past 50, it has been a long time since I've been in an elementary school, and our children are absolutely adorable. We have wonderful teaching faculty getting our children ready for the future. I was very proud to go visit that school. I'm in the process of visiting all the public schools within my district, and this was the first one, and I was very impressed. They have over 400 and some students in that elementary school. And as I go about visiting all these schools, I'm going to get a better feel for not only the elementary school, but the middle school. And ultimately, I'll be at South Carroll High School and seeing how our students progress through the entire educational system in the county. I'll get to hear from the principals about their long-term and immediate concerns and needs in their schools, whether it's the expansion of facilities or needing trailers or resources in their yards or within the building. So it's truly a tremendous honor to talk to these teachers and all those teachers out there in my district, whether it's in the Winfield area or in Mount Airy. I will be coming your way, and I'm looking forward to meeting you all. This week, I also had the honor of volunteering my welding resources at Piney Run Park. I had the privilege of meeting with Director Jeff Daggetts and Bureau Chief Brandon Rogers a few months back to get a feel of what's going on in our parks and rec system. And during that meeting, it came up that I have a welding business and a welding background. And Mr. Rogers was very much surprised to hear that we have a commissioner of welding skills. And he mentioned that they are expanding the trail system in Piney Run Park to the backside of the reservoir. And in doing so, have installed a walkway bridge for this expanded trail. And with great foresight and vision into the future, they designed a bridge that would not only handle foot traffic, but it will also handle maintenance vehicles and potentially emergency vehicles, heaven forbid if someone on the backside of the reservoir needs some help from their emergency services. So he suggested that I bring my welding skills and welding machine to the site. And that site was set up on Monday for a great volunteer day. I showed up while I was welding the cross members of this bridge. Approximately 80 employees from Wance Distributors out of Washington County showed up for a volunteer day. Now, I must say this was quite impressive. As a fellow business owner, to see Wance Distributors under the leadership of its president, Eric Reiser, and Lawrence Engel, their human resources director, take their employees out of work for one full day and bring them to Air Park in a separate county to volunteer their time for us to expand a trail was so heartwarming and impressive. Major kudos and appreciation to Mr. Reiser and Mr. Engel for what they've done. In the process of them helping us on volunteer day while I was welding up on that bridge, they installed 46 trees and shrubs to help with the erosion for the county and water retention, which is very critical. Their employees also built 111 linear foot of stone retaining wall, 2.5 feet high. That was impressive. The retaining wall will help with soil erosion and containment and also leveled out the walking trail to make it easier for people to walk around the lake to the far end of it. And the bridge that we built collectively was 21 feet long and 10 feet wide. Now, if someone comes from a welding background, I was impressed that they had 2 12-inch steel beams spanning the culvert with 10-foot-wide, 4x4 wooden pressure-treated planks. It was quite the accomplishment, and they were like little worker bees jumping on top of our ants. They knocked it out very quickly. In total, Wance Distributors contributed 280 man-hours of labor to the county in helping with this project, which calculates out to over $7,000 in man-hour expense for a business. They also made a monetary contribution, which I assume went towards the wood for the bridge and the shrubbery and trees that were planted, and that was over $4,500. In total, they contributed around $12,000 of their corporate resources to help Air County out. I am so honored and touched that they took the time to do something so generous for us. Plus, our staff in Rexham Park put in over 166 hours preparing and organizing this event to make this happen. So I want to send out a tremendous thank you to all our staff in the Rexham Parks Department of Carroll County. You did a wonderful job. And I think Wance Distributors set a prime example for other businesses, not only within our county, but other counties, to step forward and be so generous with their time and energy and money to help out projects like this. It's not only the finances that make a difference in our county, but it's that manpower and that contribution, because I can't imagine how long it would have taken for a couple of our staff members to do all the work that was accomplished just in one day by the generous contribution of this corporation. So thank you all for what you have done. I would also like to talk about the recent prayer issue controversy surrounding our commissioner board recently and our decision to settle it. It was a very tough, heartfelt decision by all of us, and it weighed very heavy on our minds, as it did so many people out in our community. Last week, I had written an editorial, and it was published in the Carroll County Times, and I'm hoping that that explained to everyone my heartfelt desire and where my mind was at when I worked on making that decision with my fellow colleagues, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for in what they do and their decisions in this case. Also, I'd like to thank all the citizens out there who stepped forward and showed their appreciation to not only myself, but my colleagues for a decision. It was very comforting to all of us, having been basically under attack for a decision. It was not a very easy decision for any of us to make, but I'm hoping that the editorial I wrote expressed where our minds was at and how much we truly care about our community. So I'd like to thank you all out there from the bottom of my heart for the support you've given us, and that we are truly a united, loving community, and we are God-fearing people, and that we will move forward to accomplish great things together as a community, and we will put this division behind us. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.